Two state school board incumbents, including a school board chair, were likely eliminated in Tuesday's primary election. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Preliminary election results show Utah State School Board Chair and District 10 Representative Dave Crandall lost his re-election bid to Kathleen Reby and Gary Thompson, although it still may be too close to call. Crandall says the outcome of his race was indicative of a brand new election process. He says his challengers have the support of groups like the Utah Education Association.
There's no perfect process. Elections are definitely going to be influenced by contributions and whether that comes from interest groups or parties. That's what's going to determine how these elections play out.
8 of 15 state school board seats are up for election this year. 7 candidates were thrust into a primary after Utah adopted open, nonpartisan school board elections. After this year, school board races will be partisan. District 7 school board member Leslie Castle may have also lost her seat to challengers Carol Barlow Lear or Shelley Tusher. The state will conduct a final canvass to confirm the results on July 12th. The general election is November 8th. Whitney Evans, KUER News.